I got to tell you, we're huge fans of yours. First time that I saw you and I said, this guy rocks, was when you were in Purgatory.
That was long after I was a movie star, too. Wow, you got on the bus late.
I did.
Yeah.
But you see, TV, you know, out where I live, it comes in late.
But I got to tell you, I love Purgatory, too. I love Sam Shepard in that movie.
Yeah, great movie. And I loved you in the TV show Less Than Perfect. You had the perfect character, and you portrayed it so well. And Andy Dick was great with the cast, and Sarah Rue.
That is so nice of you. I love hearing that.
What piece of work do you have that you are just absolutely, completely proud of?
Purgatory.
Well, Purgatory is one of them. Purgatory, It's My Party, Love is a Gun, Runaway Train,
Runaway Train.
Gun Village, Raggedy Man. There's a bunch of them that I'm just so proud of. I can't see straight. But there's a bunch. I go, nah, you can skip that.
I'm not quite sure I'm right about this, but Law and Order, Criminal Intent, is that the one in which you played the condemned prisoner and the peanut butter? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yes, that was the one, yeah.
That was
and,
one of the...
How'd you like that death scene?
That was one of the most powerful things I've ever seen on TV. Please share this with Hunter in the audience.
That is so nice of you, pal. I played a guy who was going to be executed, but he was allergic to peanut butter. So his last meal, he wanted a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so they would not have the pleasure of executing him. And I did all my homework on how you die from eating your peanut butter if you are allergic. And I died just like my homework told me to, which was gruesomely. And I had so much fun playing that part.
It was astounding.
I'm like so glad it stood out for you, pal.
How old were you when you got your first acting gig, Eric?
I was 4.5 years old, and I played a mute clown in a Christmas play.
Mute?
And I did my and so it was already safe because I didn't talk. I had a terrible stutter. That's actually why I actually started acting, is because I had such a bad stutter. But my dad, you know, found out if I memorized things, I could talk, you know, very freely.
With you starting out playing a mute clown in a Christmas play, was this written by Stephen King?
I don't remember clowns in Christmas
plays. I don't either. What's this all about?
Clown.
The understanding of bad guys yet to what to play them properly. No, he was a sweet clown.
Okay, good, good.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you got out now? What are you doing?
Well, what I can tell you about that's really exciting is a thing called Suits. I've been added to the cast of Suits.
It's
a TV show on the USA Network. I've been working now for them for, I think, you know, 5 or 7 weeks. And I just love the show.
Coming from the female half of this morning show, you are hot.
Thank you so much. I will tell my wife who said so. I think I'm handsome, Eliza.
Love it.
Same, no. She loves it. Yes, you got. Yeah, she says if you like the same books and movies, you can like the same guys.
Ah, that's true.
Great.
Right. Thank you, Eric.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
Same to you guys. Bye-bye.